This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Mindless entertainment, funky music, and a tad silly, catching up Joy 94.9.
And now on Joy 94.9, it's time for Catching Up with your hosts, Dolly Adamson, Brett Scriber, and Jamie Lewis.
What are you doing tonight, Charlie?
I was actually going to say, have we got a special guest in tonight?
We do, don't we?
We've got Australia's most famous pensioner. I wonder who that could be.
It's exciting.
Not Fred Nile, is it?
No.
He's not the most popular.
Who is it then?
We've got the wonderful Ethel Chopp coming in later on.
Well, we're actually going to give her a phone call, darling.
She can't call. She's probably
No, she's too hot, darling. She can't go out in the trams in this heat, sweetheart.
Absolutely. And our question of the night is... Yes. Do you have a question for Ethel Chopp?
Mm-hmm.
We want to hear from you. 0427 JOY 949 to send us an SMS.
Yes.
Give us a call on 1300 JOY 949.
Yes.
Or email us on air at joy.org.au.
Jamie, what are you? That could be anything, that question. That could be
anything.
You know, what's Ethel cooking at the moment? What's she doing with the very large zucchinis that are coming out of the garden? I mean, what's she making? Anything to do with the pension system? Anything to do with the electricity system? Anything at all that an old woman would know a lot about? That's what we need to know.
I want to hear like a budget depression recipe or something like
you
that.
You must have a few of those up your sleeve.
I do, darling.
At in Carnegie.
But I'm going to talk about a wonderful comedian, my favourite at the moment, Sarah Millican. But Dolly, you again have a cavalcade of music, don't you, darling?
Going all the way back to 1979. It's 1975.
My year.
With the Soul Searchers. This is called Boogie Up the Nation. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
Oh, look at that. Boogie Up the Nation with Soul Searchers going back to 1975. You're on Joy 94.9 with Dolly, Brett and Jamie.
Boogie Up My Nation. What a great song.
Do you like that?
We were just rocking away.
Having a boogie, weren't we,
from
darling?
The same year I was born, and I'm being honest now. So that's how
about
good that is.
Time.
What a fine year that was for disco, darling.
It was.
A lot of good things came out of that year.
Good disco, darling.
Yes.
Now, this is a little segment that we love to call Catching Up With Us, and it's riveting, and because we are. Well, we believe that at least. So.
Well, I want to talk about your fabulous comparing at this weekend's chill out.
Well, apparently I was quite good. I mean, so I've been told by the two people that listened.
Yes. First time to Dalesford too, is that right, darling? Did you see Dottie and Lottie? They're gorgeous.
I would drive past their farm because it's recently...
Yeah, it's on the periphery.
Yes, they're on the
cheaper
outskirts.
Land, isn't it?
The cheaper land.
They can afford.
It's just a hill with dirt.
And a caravan sitting on it, really.
But they're doing llamas now, aren't they? They've moved away from the chickens since the chook sheds burnt down in the big fires.
Is that because of the still? Was that Lottie's still again?
The home brew blew up, didn't it? Took the chickens out with it.
That's why they've
gone into llamas now.
You would have seen them at the barn dance. Was there any karaoke there? Dottie and Lottie used to, by the way, viewers, they used to come on regularly, didn't they?
They might be back.
Whatever happened to them?
Ethel Choppish kind of people.
Yes.
Now, inspired by.
Cranky. Yes, inspired by.
Now, obviously on the main stage there was Rita Rhinestone.
Yes.
I mean, pubic zirconia.
Right.
I mean, Dolly Diamond.
Oh, yes, you're being rude.
Of course, being funny.
Dolly was doing a good job.
Yes. She did a fantastic job.
She did a great job.
She had about 5 costume changes, by the way.
Did she? In that heat as well.
How did she cope?
Most of them had
That's a good effort
bat wings
with all that makeup on as well.
In that
heat. Yeah, bat wings, darling.
Bat wings. Isn't that what you call it?
Was she comparing the doggy show?
No, she was performing. She was singing up there with Lou Gallagher and Jade Leonard.
Singing day.
Yeah, a little band they've got in there, a little rockin' band. They were groovy.
Mm, they did. There was some Africans, because Andy and I went up for Sunday.
Mm-hmm.
And
We popped in.
He popped in for a couple of hours, Dolly, and I'm not sure he was walking. He wasn't in an ambulance, but he was on his way to a certain chicken establishment.
Well,
truly
chilled out, were you, Danny?
I was chilled out.
He was very chilled
out.
Good
on you, gorgeous. Did you go
I had to sample some of the local vineyards.
It was beer, it wasn't wine. Are you kidding me?
Hey, hi. But there was these great African dancers.
Mm. They were great.
They were from Ghana.
Oh, is that where they were from? Yeah, I was trying to pick which country they
were
from.
And you know what I loved about it? They came out and everyone sort of went, isn't this a GLBTI? One of these? But then we saw the boys with their...
with their grassy skirty
My goodness. And that washboard ab stomach.
Oh, they were very fit.
And they could dance.
And you know what? They were really friendly to talk to later as
were
well.
Were they, darling?
Having little chats with them after all, Danny.
Just so predictable.
It's a visual feast.
So
speaking of
which... what about the barn dance? You didn't go?
I didn't go to the barn dance. Tell us about the barn dance, Jamie.
It was a big... it was in the town hall in Dale's. And they'd done it up beautifully. There was hay bales around the walls for people like me to stand on because I couldn't see anything.
Or sit, darling.
Or sit.
Were you the wallflower, sweetheart?
No,
there's always
a
wallflower.
I had a little
dig.
I actually decided to go home and have a costume change halfway through.
Of course you did.
Oh, did you?
I just wasn't feeling right.
Take your corks off, did you?
Yeah.
Corks.
Gosh, there was a lot of cowboy
now,
action, Brett.
Can I also say something that we really enjoyed, Andy and I loved watching, the boot scooters and cloggers on Sunday.
What's cloggers, darling?
Oh, they clog.
What do you mean clog?
They clog.
Like Danish.
With shoes
Dutch
on. Yeah,
clog.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
With shoes on. I mean, not quite like a little Dutch boy and, you know.
Pretty close.
Dykes.
But there were dykes.
Dykes with their clogs.
Now, there was, can I say.
I've never seen.
There was.
I think you're making it
now,
up.
Now, we called her Red Shirt and then her name became Babette, but she was clearly top dog in the clogging and boot scooting because she was giving it all, and it was like 30-something degrees on Sunday.
She could have killed someone with her clog if she'd wanted to. She's that sort of lady.
Really?
Yeah.
And Chilla, anything else?
No, look, it was lovely. One of the highlights for me was having pickings of an organic vegetable patch all weekend, helping myself to it. Eating plums off a tree, eating apples off a tree. It was very lesbianic.
But a house that you've hired, darling.
Yes. And little Botox went away. So it was a puppy holiday too. And he had a lovely time. He met more dogs on Sunday than he's met in his life.
He would have done.
I think he's got
fleas.
Now,
who won the doggy parade?
I don't know if there was a doggy parade.
There's
I might
always
have missed
a doggy
it if there
parade.
Was.
I think
there
you
was.
Missed it, darling.
Bugger.
You should have entered her.
I could have. Well, I was on the radio, Brett. I couldn't do two
you
things
couldn't
at
do
once.
Two things
well,
at
I can,
once.
Actually. I'll take that back. How long till Ethel's coming? I want Ethel.
Ethel will be around here at about 9:30.
We were wondering if people would like to ask Ethel Chopper a question.
Yes,
something
what's
to
that
do
question?
With a pension system or, you know, how she saves money, how she scrimps and scrapes. And
scrimps and scrapes.
Scrimps and scrapes.
Joy 94.9. Joy
94.9. That was Glam Sam and his combo with Shake Your Booty.
You said that's new.
Yeah, 2010.
Well, newish.
Swedish Kids.
Great track.
Glam Sam.
Love it.
There you go.
Who would have thought someone could do disco these days?
Who'd have thought?
And it'd be good.
I know.
You're so clever, Dolly.
Isn't it, darling, isn't it fabulous? Now, listen, Ethel Chop.
Yes.
How exciting is that?
Ethel Chop coming up.
I'm working out what to ask her.
Australia's most favourite pensioner. So, if you'd like to ask her a question, she's got some lovely tips she has.
Yes.
SMS 0427. Some tips or anything. You want to know 0427 joy 949 or email on air at joy.org.au. Brett,
because we've had a few questions, but we'd like a few more because I think Ethel likes the soapbox, shall we say?
Yeah,
I think she likes soap generally. It's good, isn't it?
Now, guys, obviously, we started talking last week about the Melbourne Comedy Festival,
yes,
and about how we've got
we
so
started
many
talking about what tickets we're buying,
yes,
to go and see.
Yeah,
so we've already got I've got my tickets for the fabulous Sarah Millican.
Ooh.
Now I've talked about her before. Now she is an English stand-up comedian. She's from Newcastle, which is in the north.
Oh, that's a hard accent to
so
do in Newcastle.
It's a hard. Now we're going to play a few clips in a moment.
Right.
So apologies, you just have to get used to her voice because initially
you can't
might
understand
sort of,
it because she's from Newcastle.
Yeah.
Yes.
But look, a little bit of a background on Sarah.
Mm-hmm.
She had her debut at the Edinburgh Fringe Festival.
Nice.
In a show called Sarah Millican's Not Nice, and she actually won. She actually won Best Newcomer in 2008 as well.
That's nice. She's but not nice. I mean, it's not nice, is it? But it's nice.
It's
yes.
Nice.
So she's done the comedy circuit.
Mm-hmm.
She's also has her own show. She initially appeared in the talk show Loose Women, which are like the Circle here.
I've seen that.
Which
they're
is
good.
Which is like the American show.
I saw that
the
recently.
Talk, right?
Yeah, very good show.
Now Sarah's got her own television show called the Sarah Millican Television Program where she reviews TV. So, you guys would love it because we know how much we love TV
on
Catching Up.
Does she review UK TV?
Yeah.
Oh, that sounds great.
It's brilliant. And she gets a variety of different personalities in. Now, she's very... She's very funny as a stand-up, but she's great as an interviewer as well.
They often go hand in hand, don't they?
Absolutely. Now, she's also done a little bit of radio. But the first clip I'm going to play you, it's from the Royal Variety performance.
Oh, good, good.
So, here we go.
Hello. Oh, somebody just wooed. That's quite terrifying. My mum must be in. Hello. I drove here today, and I've only been driving 3 years. And when I passed my test, my dad's quite a practical man, and he said, there's three things you always need to have in the boot of your car. You need a blanket, you need a shovel, and you need a flask. And he's right, because whenever I've killed a man, I'm always parched. But I live on my own. I do like living on my own. But I always worry about, like, if I'm on my own and somebody breaks in, what do I do? What do I hit them with? I've got to think of these things. And I talked to a couple of my friends, and I asked my first friend, and she said, oh, I don't really know. And I said, well, what would normally be to hand? And she went, empty bottles. I said, I don't really know if you'd notice if somebody broke in. I don't care who you are. Shut the door on your way out. I feel a bloody draft. By my other friend, I said, what would you hit somebody with? She said, I've got a rounder's bat down the side of my bed. I mean, for protection. Policeman, that's not allowed. It's classed as an offensive weapon. The only way she's allowed to have a rounder's bat down the side of her bed is if it's accompanied by something it would normally accompany. So now she's got a rounder's bat and a rounder's ball as well. And I'm the same because I've got a massive knife and a massive fork.
I love that accent.
So she sounds fun.
She is. Hilarious. And look, what I love about Sarah is she talks about anything and everything, and it's everyday things as well. She loves talking about eating and how much she eats. She's not a drinker.
And that accent, I could listen to that
all
day.
Yeah, I was waiting for the drinking and the bottles, but no, she's not a drinker.
No, she's not a drinker. Good. Some of her friends are. I love it. She takes the mickey out of herself, and she's dated and she's married a few really crap men over the years.
Yes.
Occasionally, she will talk about things which are quite rude.
Right.
And this leads on to our next clip, and this is called Lady Parts. This was from one of her shows.
Lady Parts?
I think we should just listen to it.
My friend invited me round for tea. She said, come round to mine. I'm going to cook all your favourite food. That's what a lovely thing to do for somebody. So, of course, I went. A couple of hours later, I was sitting on the sofa putting the world to rights, and she blurted out, just out of nowhere, she blurted out, I don't think my lady parts look like other girls' lady parts. What the fuck am I supposed to do with that? I realised the whole night had been a ploy. Favourite foods, my arse. Come and look at me, Fanny. I said, I'm not looking at it. But if you draw it on a bit of paper, I'll have a look at that. So she drew it on a bit of paper and I drew mine as well, and we compared them, and they were very similar, so she was much happier. She said mine was tidier. I don't really know what that means, but I know I definitely don't want to look at hers now that I know that it's messy. But it could have been worse than drawing on a bit of paper. I could have just put some paint on and done a potato print. Sometimes I wouldn't even need the paint.
So bless her heart. Now, she's appearing at the Melbourne Comedy Festival in a show called Home Bird. Now, I have to say...
Home Bird.
Ooh. So, because she's a real homebody. So, I've already got tickets. I've already got tickets now for you, Jamie.
Because you bought tickets for the wrong night.
So, I know.
Where's my tickets?
But
what's
we're seeing her Sunday night. Oh, hey,
an afterthought.
We've got a couple
Get stuffed. I can take you.
I did give Jamie two tickets,
darling.
Yeah, you did. And yeah, and I'm only giving you one of the other tickets.
Have we got any shout outs?
We do have a shout out, don't we, Jamie?
We do. A big hi and a special moi, which is the, you know, word for kiss, to the gorgeous Brett from Moira. Moira tells me that Brett got very familiar in the haystack with her. They've got hay everywhere. What's that all about, Brett?
Look, it's a long story. That's not that interesting. But we've got a fabulous song by a local artist called Carmen Hendricks.
Also, someone has let us know that they want to know, does Ethel have any recipes with the word surprise in the title? Well, I'm pretty sure she will.
I think right. But look, this is Carmen Hendricks with the fabulous song Forbidden Love. She's a local Melbourne GLBTI artist.
Oh.
You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Ethel Chop here. You're listening to Joy 94.9, idiot.
Yes, I'm going to have a chat to, or we're going to have a chat to Australia's most famous pensioner. It's not Fred Nile. It is Ethel Chop. Yes, how exciting is that? We're going to give her a call. She is renowned, going to give her a little call now, for saying such things as all teenagers should be shot.
Yes.
Say no to a child with a cricket bat.
Yes.
Young people are all lazy and stupid.
Yes.
And kids, they only make you roomy downstairs.
Oh, well, yes.
Do you like that?
Yes, absolutely. Now, we've got a couple of other...
Oh, I'll see if I can get her on the phone. Is it you, Ethel?
Oh, hello.
Hello, Ethel. Welcome, darling. Welcome to Joy, sweetheart.
Yes, very well.
Yeah, you're very well. You're here talking to the Woolly Woofters and the women from the Island of Comfortable Footwear. Are you comfortable with that?
Oh, all the lesbianos and the homosexuality.
Yes, I'm sorry to say. Sorry, Ethel, but sorry, that's what Ethel, the radio station's about.
I'm talking to all sorts of different freaks from time to time. Fine by me. Anyway, what's happening there?
Well, sweetheart, what have you been up to lately? Have you been to Perth, I believe?
Yes, I went over there to take some people through what they call a pop-up gallery.
Oh,
all right.
Pop-up shops are all the rage now. I suppose you've heard of them. All the rage, but then so was the jazzling and the Gangnam Dance, and look where that got us. But anyway, all these people put their art in this old house, and there was, well, I used the term art rather loosely.
Loosely.
And, but it was decorated, well, I use that word even looser still, by these Australian artists. Well,
yes.
Pating, there goes the elastic in my underpants. That's loose I use that term. But anyway, it was wonderful. I took people through and they learned all sorts of junk about all the weird crap in there. And they paid $10 a pop. Well, and you get what you pay for, really. So I
was there any Tupperware?
No, it was all modern stuff.
It was the 1960s, oh, really?
No, brand new designers. But there was a pillow, the pillowcases there, and they had some sort of screen print of these naked Roman statues. And I thought, well, that would come in handy if you were having trouble maintaining your bing-bong.
Or just cleaning your pots and pans.
Yeah.
Were they leapfrogging over each other, Ethel?
No, they were just statues, Roman statues. I don't know what it was. I was confused. It looked like a porn pillow to me. I thought, if you're in bed with your loved one and, you had an unaroused hoo-ha,
you could
then you
look
could
at them.
Look at your porn pillow and you'd probably be good to go.
You could even pop a bit of a lavender incense on your porn pillow just to really get the mood going, couldn't you? Pop a bit of lavender incense or lavender essential oil on your porn pillow.
Ethel, you're listening to the Woolly Woofter Jamie. That's Woolly Woofter Jamie. That's his voice.
Hello,
sweetheart. A lot of the people now use, the women and the men use it too, that Glide lubrication business.
Yes, and Viagra as well, as if you're getting really stuck. Just go straight to the hardcore.
I mean, if you are stuck, but otherwise you could just wait till your partner's fully aroused.
Which begs the question, Ethel. Are there any nice men folk on your scene, sweetheart?
Oh, no, there aren't. My husband, Reg, died a long time ago, and I've been checking out all the different ones, but the Sundowners Club where I hang out, there's men there, but, they're all bald and they've got, grey hair and hardly their own teeth, and one chap's got lovely beige parka. and grey slacks. That's Bert. But he's also got a matching grey and beige head ulcer.
Oh, bless.
Oh, goodness.
So he's fashionable. He's on trend. You wouldn't want that thing scaling off on
you. You need a toy boy, Ethel. You need a toy boy.
Now, funny you should say that. Now, I'm not a woolly woofter. I'd like to consider myself...
You are a woolly woofter.
I'd like to consider myself a homosexualist, Ethel. This is Brett here, yes.
Well, and Ethel describes us as woolly woofters, so you're a woolly woofter.
Yes, well, all right, okay.
All right.
But what's your point?
Thank you.
I wanted to hear about internet dating. What do you have a profile on, and what should you not put on your profile, Ethel?
Well, look, I'd no sooner put a profile up on internet and try that internet dating than bark at the moon. But the young people are all for it. And, look, I've just heard that many people make mistakes. I mean, if you're a woman, you don't want to put that you're fun on there because people just think you're a slut. I think what a lot of people make a mistake with their profile picture. You know, a lot of the boys, they put a picture of themselves on standing in front of the mirror with no shirt on.
Yes.
And that just looks awful. Like, haven't you got a friend to take your picture? I'm a big, couple of loser, eh? But I think if you've got something wrong with your face...
Yes, you know, often they do, Ethel. That's the problem.
Well, that's it. I mean, they often do. People have blemishes and a bit of acne and... Or, you know, something wrong with your eyes.
Two heads sometimes.
You might like to pop something in front of that, like a little rose or a glass of champagne. Or in some people's cases, an entire chest of drawers is required to cover up there.
Oh, my goodness. Ethel, darling.
So you're not doing very well on the men's scene. What about the Rudy Hill RSL? Have you been there lately, Ethel?
The Red Hill RSL.
The Rudy Hill RSL.
Rudy Hill.
Oh, Rudy Hill.
Is it really what it sounds like, darling? No. Yeah,
well, you know, I'm not really into the fast sex.
you like it a bit slower?
At the Rudy Hill?
My friend Vernon popped around a couple of weeks ago with a bottle of Cinzano. Have you ever tried
that? Was it dry, the dry Cinzano?
Was it the dry or the Rosso?
I don't know. It was just packed a punch, that's all I remember. anyway, the next day, I don't know, I don't quite remember what happened, but the next day I found a pair of men's cufflinks in the folds of my corduroy easy chair. I just hope that chair didn't live up to its name.
You can't remember a thing, is that right?
If you get my drift.
Oh, yes.
Easy chair, get it?
Yeah. Oh, Ethel.
Get it?
Ethel, we do have a question from one of our listeners, and we'd like to pose it to you. Does Ethel have any recipes with surprise in the title?
Oh, I might have had one years ago. What was that? It was...
Something surprise.
Something surprise. It was during the all that rage in the 80s.
Yes.
When people were cooking the Asiatic jigaboo food.
Was it a surprise upside-down pineapple cake, sweetheart?
No, it was some sort of stir-fried monkey thumbs.
Oh, that is a surprise.
I think the surprise was that my husband, Reg, didn't take very well to it. And, well, his bowels exploded.
what a surprise.
I've never been able to get the stains out of that in the living room.
No.
Darling, what are you cooking the heat? And how are you coping with the heat, sweetheart?
Well, because I'm in neck-to-knee polyester. And I find that keeps me very cool.
Right.
Plus, I sleep in nylon sheets.
Yes.
They're warm in winter. They're even warmer at this time of year. And that coupled with my nylon brunch coat, it's like sleeping inside a synthetic volcano. Which is a lot of fun, but you have to be careful. I mean, when you're with a partner... You wouldn't want to be too vigorous, boys, otherwise you'd
We're past the vigorous stages.
Or third-degree burns to your gonads.
Yes, which is probably a bit kinky these days. Hey, listen, I mean, it sounds hot in your bed, but how's Soxie? Does she sleep with you? I know she's getting on a bit, isn't she, your beautiful cat, Soxie?
Yeah,
how's
Soxie,
she?
Soxie's 25
Jesus,
now.
Jesus, that's old for a cat, isn't it?
No, yes.
It Not is. A lot of fur left, is there?
Oh, there's plenty. I remove most of it because I think the photo you're referring to is his summer coat.
Oh, that's what I'm saying, yes. That's what
molt. It's a boy cat, actually. He does molt a lot.
Yes.
But I encourage that.
Do you use the fur for anything, Ethel? Do you recycle that fur?
Well, she does have some thrifty ideas for us.
pillows and used them in the lounge room, but now I've got so many pressure cushions from the hospital after various rectal procedures, I just toss those about the lounge like regular pillows, cushions, you see.
Well, they could be your porn pillows, couldn't they, Ethel?
Well, I don't need those.
No, you don't. Darling, what's your ways of cutting living expenses and being thrifty in the current economy? Ooh, must be hard for a pensioner.
I want to know this one.
Must be tough for
a
pensioner.
I mean, it's very difficult. You have to be thrifty. I find when I go to church and the collection plate comes around, I'm, not again, you know.
You're going to say she's taken something out of it then, Ethel?
No, well, you can't do that.
You
but I just pop in a couple of buttons instead. People, it sounds the same as some coins.
It does.
And often, here's another tip if you like dining out.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. You can't afford it. You go to a restaurant, you order something delicious, and then you pop one of your own hairs in there.
Oh, right. That's a good idea.
You know, and if you take a hair off your head if it's long, if you pull your thumbnail along it a few times, it'll go all frizzy like a you-know-what hair.
Yes.
Oh,
right.
Like a hair off your hoo-ha or underneath your
tease it up
on your baubles.
From downstairs, not upstairs.
That's it, the downstairs section.
Yes.
And you put that over your Parmigiana and you...
your Parmigiana.
You know, and you probably get 10% off. So there's a saving.
Saving. There's your tram fare home.
Yeah,
goodness.
That's exactly right.
Yes. Yeah, so speaking of getting around, you've got your automobile and you've got your... How do you get around, Ethel?
Yeah, no, I've got a beautiful car. You'll be jealous. I've got a 1973 Ford Cortina.
Yes, lovely.
With velour seat protectors and...
Yes.
Original tyres.
Oh, that's a rare...
They'll be worth a bit one day.
They would be. They will be.
Now, those tyres.
Now, you sound like a very caring sort of person, so I'm assuming you're probably a mum, are you, Eths?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I was a mother many times over.
And
my husband, Reg, and I had six...
I forgot my name.
Seven.
Is that are they not the most favourite children?
Do you see them these days, or have they just buggered off?
I see some of them.
Yes.
I mean, let's run through their names. All beautiful names. There was Rhonda, Keith, Joyce, Neville, Clem.
Clem. Well, that's nice.
Yes, isn't it?
That's beautiful.
Evadne. And a couple of others I can't recall at the moment.
Right. They're probably the ones that are not visiting, sweetheart.
Now, just before
Probably.
Because obviously it's time that we've got to do some community service announcements, but what's your take on the...
keeping yourselves tidy.
Yes.
Nice.
What's your take on the new names nowadays?
No,
Ethel?
Can she perhaps tell us after our community announcement? Ethel,
can you
stay
for a little bit longer?
Just 2 minutes, darling. While we play some of these boring bloody community announcements, would you mind, sweetheart?
Thank you, Ethel.
What are those things for how to clean out your sewage pipes?
Pretty much, sweetheart, yes.
Yeah, and probably another one about lesbiana.
If you
want to
pop the kettle on and come back, that'd probably work out well.
Okay, I'll pour a sherry out.
All right,
okay. Ethel Chop here. You're listening to Joy 94.9, idiot.
That is the voice of the lovely Ethel Chop, who we have on the line right now. We've been enjoying the company of this very lovely lady out there in the burbs. How are you, sweetheart?
Yeah, good.
Did you get your sherry?
Yes, I did.
Good girl.
I'll just have a sip of it now.
You don't want to overheat, you know, in this weather. Just a couple of little sips, I'd say.
Oh, I know what I'm doing. Now, you were talking about names before.
Yes, kids' names.
I've heard some doozies.
New ones.
Belinda with three N's and a silent K. And stupid things like Taffany and beetroot and rainbow parakeet.
What?
A whole lot of other hippie ones.
Who's that one Madonna's going out with, sweetheart? Jesus or something, is it? Elvis.
I don't know. Is she going out with someone?
Madonna's going out with Jesus these days.
Someone called Jesus.
Someone's called Jesus, sweetheart.
Oh, for heaven's sake, the world's gone mad.
What were your kids called, darling?
I just told you.
She told us that before the break.
Sorry, Ethel.
Dolly's
not paying
busy.
Attention
Joyce
tonight.
Neville, Clem, Evadne, and I can't remember the others.
She's forgotten the others.
What about when the parents nowadays, Ethel, call their children after places in the world?
Oh, yeah, I hate that.
I know. I
get like dandelion.
That's
a
delightful lead-in. yes. I hate it when people name their kids things like Dakota Tahiti and Parrot.
Tahiti.
Revolting and foreign. I mean, if you're going to name your kid after a town or landmark, they should keep it Australian.
What about Sydney?
They should.
I mean, what about if you went up to someone and said, "Oh, this is my son Uluru."
Yes, or if he was a bit of Ooly Woofter, he could be the back of Burke, couldn't he?
Could be the back of Burke, and his little sister could be something like Fremantle Jetty.
Yeah. I was just thinking of Gundagai, but that's
nice. Gundagai's a guy.
That's nice. I like the name Wagga Wagga.
Oh, yes.
For a small boy.
Yes.
Darling Ethel.
I doubt he'd make it to adulthood.
No.
Look, the Lesbos, they do really need some beauty tips. What are your secrets? Yes. Are you going to share any with the girls?
Yeah, I've got many, because what I do find fascinating about the lesbianos is that they just don't care what anyone thinks about their personal appearance.
No.
I mean, you've got to admire that. They
you do.
Just look so frumpy. They don't actually give a damn. I mean, that takes guts.
It does.
I'm not saying it's working for them. I would say if they wore a little bit of makeup and maybe some colour, you know.
Yes, a little rouge.
Does a little bit of lipstick.
A little bit of lipstick, not too much lipstick. You don't want to look like a two-penny hooker.
No.
But, you know, a little bit of a heel, you know, it doesn't have to be a Matua sandal every day.
No. Well, you probably think that our very good friend here, Dolly, is a bit of a special what is the word? Lesbiosis?
Because
she likes a dress. Lesbiana. She likes a dress here, Ethel.
Usually, I've met Dolly before. And she's very stylish.
She is. Often they're made from old curtains as well, which is even more stylish.
Oh, well, that's very smart.
Nothing wrong with being thrifty.
Nothing wrong with recycling.
Nothing wrong with that, sweetheart.
You know, as long as you're not walking around wearing a garbage bag and pegs as earrings, then I think everything's going along fine.
Go for it.
So have you got a lady lesbiano friend in your life, dear?
Yes, I do, actually. Thanks for asking, Ethel.
Revolting.
It is disgusting,
you know,
isn't it?
I could never be a lady lesbian.
Really?
Well, darling, all the men love you, don't they?
No, I can't. My husband wouldn't have permitted it. No, I don't care how the young ones get on. That's all right.
Yeah, they can do whatever they want. Darling, your book, Strain Your Gherkins.
Yes.
How do we find that? How do we buy it?
Well, there's only a few copies left. I think there's only 20 copies left in the whole world for sale.
Yeah, really?
Oh. And they'd have to write to me through my website or the
What's
email
your webpage,
address.
Darling?
The email address is info@ethelchop.com.
.com.
Yeah, it's a .com, isn't it? I've heard that's quite fancy.
And, darling, you've got your own webpage, which is www.ethelchop.com.
That's it. My grandson set that up for me.
Oh, isn't he clever?
Dude, he calls himself.
And we can get an application on the iPhones. Where do we get that from?
No, you can't get an Ethel Chop.
I can't get it anymore. For heaven's sake, we paid Apple for 2 years to have that thing running and they wanted some more fees and I said, to hell with it. You can jam your iPhone in your ear hole. And incidentally, what is it with their iPhones, their iPads and their iTunes and their I.
Yeah. I know.
It's all about them.
In the alphabet, Gen Y, you are empty-headed moron.
Hey, Ethel, is there any chance that you'll come in and see us one night? I know we're homosexuals and we do get a bit greasy down
here.
You don't get out at night. Ever we could come in during the day and have a chat or something.
She doesn't get out at night.
I've been into Joy so many times. I will pop in there again one day.
Right.
But, darling, you're not a...
Give me the right enticement.
Exactly. Community radio gets stuffed. Darling, you're not at the Melbourne Comedy Festival. There's no Ethel Chop and Chums this year because it was Ethel Chop and Chums last year. Where are we going to see you again, sweetie?
Well, I'm doing one gig here. Oh, you'll have to check your program. I'm not really doing much this year because, you know, comedians, they're disgusting people.
Like lesbians.
Yes.
Oh, no, lesbians are far nicer.
Yes, that's
comedians
true.
Comedians are quite repulsive. They're self-obsessed and smelly, very poor hygiene. And boring. Anyway,
Ethel, listen, it's been absolute pleasure.
Lovely gig. Hang on, I'm going to.
No, she's going to say her new gig.
Oh, new gig.
She's got a new gig.
I'm doing some gig at Thursday. All right, you know where I will be.
Yes.
At the Burlesque Bar.
Oh, that makes sense.
In Fitzroy Street.
Yes.
Right. This Friday night.
Oh. Yes.
Following Saturday night.
Yes.
I'll be emceeing as me
good.
With the burlesque dancers.
Oh, that sounds nice. We'll pop along to that.
Yes.
You think they're probably pretty nice people, the burlesque dancers, not like lesbians. They're just good. They're quality entertainers, aren't they, sweetheart?
Yeah, well, I think they are.
Yes.
Ethel, a big thank you for coming on Catching Up this evening. You were fabulous,
worries.
Darling.
Yeah. Hey, I've got a tip for you.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, Jamie.
Yes.
Have you got a fella in your life?
I have, and he's actually sitting in the studio with me tonight, Ethel.
I see. What's he like around the house?
Oh, he's pretty useless, actually, sweetheart.
Well,
he's one of those lie about.
Great tip for you.
Yes.
Doesn't do the dishes properly, that sort of thing.
We try, darling.
Well, next time, don't nag him. Instead of that, just try gently touching him on the arm with a recently boiled kettle.
Thank you, sweetheart. I will try that this evening.
Get the hint there.
Yes.
Okay.
Thank you, sweetheart. Bye-bye.
Thank you, Ethel. See you, darling.
Bye-bye. Farewell.
Bye-bye, darling.
Do you know how my parents used to say woolly woofters?
Did they, darling?
Yeah, it's a great saying. I love it. We should bring it back.
Job here. You're listening to Joy 94.9.
Everywhere.
Idiot.
Big thank you to Ethel.
Thank you, Ethel. We love you, Ethel.
What's playing next, Dolly?
Disco appreciation song.
Oh, fabulous.
Sister Sledge. You're on Joy 94.9.
Joy 94.9.
You're on Catching Up this Tuesday evening with Dolly, Jamie and Brett. It's almost the end of our show, but we've got another quick shout out to read out. The fabulous Jordan wanted to shout out for Bree, Jord and Jazz from Perth.
All the way from Perth.
WA people are listening in.
Isn't that nice? Because it's only 2:30 in the afternoon over there.
Something like that.
Something like that. We have to thank who else, Dolly? Very special guest tonight.
We have to thank Ethel Chopp, of course.
Of course.
Amazing lady she is.
I've loved her for years.
Yeah, me too.
She's always been my favourite pensioner.
And hey, don't forget to stick around for Sci-Fi and Scream tonight with Sonia.
I've no fabulous sports. Obviously, continue on. All this month and the month of April, we're going to
lots
be
comedy.
All comedy festivals, and we're trying to get guests on, and hopefully next week we'll have the fabulous Warwick Glynn on the show.
Yes, I met Warwick on Sunday. Lovely guy.
Absolutely. He's got a new play coming out called Never Say Always, and he's going to be on the show next week to talk about
it's
the show.
It's a sequel, that one. It's a sequel to another play that's out.
Called From Arsehole to Breakfast.
That's why I said it, so you get to say arsehole.
I don't mind saying that.
No, of course.
But it's been a great show. Dolly, darling, what's playing us out this tonight?
Well, you know, I thought I'd go back to 1976, which is a year after you were born.
I was still in nappies
darling.
Then, sweetheart.
Now, this is a one that was charted in the Aussie charts for 20 weeks.
Oh, my God.
Oh, we love this.
Tina
Thanks
Charles.
For your company, folks.
I love to love. See you next time.
See you, guys.
Joy 94.9.
You're catching up on our podcasts. Tune in 9 to 10 every Tuesday night on Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.